Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And what a better way to get nasty on a Friday than to welcome in Matt Holliday, our fifth member of the Fast Lane, right off the bat. Matt joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Matt, what's going on, man? It's good to talk to you.
What's up, boys? Sorry about the timing. We're right in the middle of practice stuff at round three, so I appreciate you guys getting me on first thing, and thanks for having me on again.
You don't have to apologize to us about anything, Matt.
Well, it's nice, though, still, Matt.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to be nice.
You are. So are you, I'd like to know where the holidays go travel to, because you're always doing baseball somewhere. Are you actually home for these now?
Yeah, so we're, you know, at Oklahoma State, we're in the middle of fall practice. Ooh. So we've started up our fall program, and we practice from about 2 to 4:30, something like that. Right now, weather kind of in the limited, you can't team practice yet. Our team stuff doesn't start, I think, until about two more weeks. So it's, you know, I don't know all the rules, Brad. So I just kind of show up and then, oh, okay, practice starts at 2. Great. I'll be there. I'm already here. And then, oh, okay, practice is over. Oh, great. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know when that was going to end, but now, I guess now's the time. So, I'm just here and, volunteering my time but we're practicing. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask you how hard it is to comply with all those rules, but you have no idea, so, you know, forget it. It's somebody else. Well, the pay grade, yeah. You know, your brother can handle all that.
Well, that's what if I feel like something might be, maybe I shouldn't be doing that, I call him. Hey, should I be doing this? Usually the answer is no, you shouldn't be doing that. So it's like, oh, okay, I don't want to do that.
Hey, I'm done.
Does he know you're a part of a radio show in St. Louis?
Yes, I did tell him that hey, if I disappear with a phone up by my head, that's usually what I'm doing.
It's so, my radio show.
I'm a volunteer. So look, I'm like, what are you going to do? Cut my pay? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
That's a great strategy.
It is.
It's a great strategy. What does Big Hub think about all this stuff?
Oh, you know, Hub, he finished his graduate, he finished his graduate school. So he doesn't have a job. He's been applying. So he went back to Charlotte, where he knows some of the people that are clubbies for the AAA for the White Sox. He grew up in a clubhouse, being a clubhouse kid. So he's actually assistant clubbing right now in Charlotte with the AAA team for the White Sox. So he's rubbing up balls and picking up jock straps right now. So I'm sure he's having a blast. Every time I call him, I'm like, ah, rubbing balls again, huh? You know, that joke.
We didn't miss it at all.
Yeah, so it's great. I playing with his balls. That's what he's doing in Charlotte.
Well, Brad does that a lot, too.
It's contagious. It's a baseball thing.
Yeah. So with Big Hub gone, Matt, who's our new opponent? Like, we got to take somebody out here.
I don't know. Well, one of my close friends is Zach Esposito, and if you want to Google Zach Esposito, he was a two-time, I think, national champion or All-American. He was really good at wrestling, I think. He's one of my good friends. I haven't entered in. Like, I've had him show me a few things, but I'm not ready to even – those guys are unbelievable. So we haven't wrestled, but I have been, you know, kind of watching the wrestling team a little bit more now that we're close friends and kind of picking up some moves, single leg, you know, a little double leg. You know, I've got the lingo a little bit now. So that's kind of my strategy. So when I do see Hub again, I don't have to resort back to just my one get around him headlock type move. So I'm going to have some few more strategy moves for when he gets back.
Now, Matt, I can tell you, I just did Google Zach Esposito, and the dead giveaway, if you're looking at Zach Esposito, is the cauliflower ear. You see a guy with double cauliflower ears, that means he's probably done this once or twice before. So
slowly back away.
Be careful, my friend.
Yes. Yes. Those are the guys you want to be friends with. You know, you don't want to mess with those. You want them on your side.
That's your sober buddy at the bar. You're like, hey, you're not drinking tonight. I, on the other hand, will be obnoxious.
Yes. Popping off to everybody.
Thanks for coming with me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt, so some other good friends of yours, they're going to work tonight for the 300th time together. Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina. I mean, it's almost an unbelievable number. When you hear that, start 300 for the two of those. Like, what's the first thing that you think of?
You know, I think of, what are the odds? I mean, just the health and the day, this day and age with free agency and just kind of like being with one organization that long and being healthy enough to every 5 days for them to take the field that many times together. And for it, you know, I know Yadi kind of, he'll catch, you know, his ninth game in a row if Waino's pitching it. You know, even if it's a day game after a night game and he played 16 innings the night before, they have that bond where he'll tell the manager, I'm catching, it doesn't matter, you know, what happened the day before. So it's a pretty unique thing in sports to see, to know the kind of friendship they have and the kind of relationship that they have. And for them to have that kind of longevity to do it 300 times with the same battery is, you know, I know that it's what, maybe second or third all time. I don't know the exact
fourth
stat,
right now. Almost they're fourth. A couple away from third. 306 is third.
Yeah, it just especially in this day and age. I mean, I would guess that the other ones ahead of them are probably a long time ago when free agency wasn't, you know, such a you know, it wasn't quite what it is now. So
was Warren Spahn a long time ago to you?
Feels like it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Okay. I never saw him pitch, but I feel like it's pretty cool. I mean, like I said, I love watching them. When Waino's pitching and Yadi's catching, I'm tuning in. Like, it helps that they're some of my closest friends, and I, you know, got a chance to play with them for a long time. But it's just, it's fun to watch the cat and mouse, the way they, you know, kind of handle hitters and mess with them, and it's just it's a great watch to watch them go to work.
Matt Holliday joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Matt, how hard is it to play 15-plus years at the highest level in any sport? Having watched you do it, I mean, I imagine that most players nowadays, even the guys that stay in great shape like yourself, I imagine it would be hard to stick in a sport that long.
You know, it really takes a lot of sacrifice and discipline. You know, I mean, I think that the one thing you see with Yadi and Adam is you just see the sacrifice and the discipline that it takes, and the work ethic and the mental toughness and the grit that it takes to play, and not only to make it to the major leagues, which it takes all those things just to get a chance to play in the major leagues, but to get the chance to play for a long time and play into your high 30s and in Adam's case 40 years old, it's just a testament to the sacrifice that not only they've made but their families make. You know, the things that they do that other people aren't willing to do is, and I think in all sports, and I think Jamie could probably speak to that, when you see all the talent in pro sports and what separates the guys that get a chance to play for a long time and have Hall of Fame or close to it type careers, it's the little things that they're willing to do that the talented guy next to them isn't willing to do. And I think it comes down to that little of a difference in talent, but that big of a difference that the little things make. And so I think when you talk about old players or guys that played a long time and played at a high level for a long time, to me it speaks to, obviously, one, great talent, but two, the sacrifice. And I think that's, to me, is really the thing that separates guys like Adam and Yadi and players of that ilk that get to play forever.
Yeah, Matt, I agree. And the one thing, too, and I don't know if this is the case for you. I know it was for me as my career went on, and I'm looking at Adam Wainwright, and you look at guys like Tom Brady, guys who are performing at mm-hmm. such a high level at an older age, they're willing to change what they've mm-hmm. been doing for years. They change to accommodate their body that is now not what it once mm-hmm. was. Did you go through any of that, too? Because I remember, like, I changed everything into more mm-hmm. flexibility and you know, taking a lot more time to do high reps and longer mm-hmm. sessions rather than when I was young and just trying mm-hmm. to pound out big, heavy weights.
Yeah, I mean, I think you absolutely. I mean, your body can only take so much pounding, and you start to learn more about your body and what it takes and maybe play at a lower weight or, you know, carry less weight because it's easier on your joints or your body just feels better. Yeah, I mean, like you said, like you learn as you get older – you know, what it takes to get ready and how much, you know, that you put into your body. I think Adam would, you know, it's probably well documented that he had a lot of inflammation build up 2 or 3 years ago, and his velo was dropping, his elbow was really sore. And so he revamped his whole workout and diet, and then started eating, you know, for the diet, the anti-inflammation diet, and how much that's helped him. And, you know, if you get smarter and you pay attention to your body and you have the discipline and the willingness to do and make those changes, then you can have success into your late 30s and early 40s. And in Tom Brady's case, almost into his mid 40s. So I think now more than ever, with the science and all the things that you have at your disposal to help you and your body to maintain a high level of performance. It's pretty fun to watch those guys that are doing it and doing it this old.
If you do radio for a living, Matt, do you suggest you could just probably eat and drink whatever you'd like?
I think it's probably fine. I don't know. I think you're really riding the coattails of your funniness. So yeah. I think you get funnier when you're fatter. So Brad, I think you should just go for it.
Just let it eat. All right.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah.
That's good advice.
We'll see how it works out. Yeah. Hey Matt, I did want to ask you, because I know you watch all these games, and look, you should tune in for the pregame and the postgame tonight. It'll be the best one of the year, chances are. But I was looking at some of the numbers, and Nolan has ridiculous numbers hitting in Milwaukee. So does Goldie. I know it's a hitter-friendly park. What is it like hitting in that ballpark?
You know, I think you just know that every day there's a good day to hit there. When you play in a controlled environment where it doesn't matter if the wind – it doesn't matter what's going on outside. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a great day to hit. There's a confidence level. You can always hit early there because it is a controlled environment and there's never weather to keep you off the field. So if you want to go out and take early BP, you can. So I think there's an element to comfort knowing that it's going to be a great day to hit. The backdrop, as you see on TV, is huge. You see the ball really well there. It's just got a huge batter's eye. I think that goes into the fact, and then just the fact that if you hit a ball and you hit it decent, it goes over the fence there, and whether that's the dome or you know, the fact that it's a controlled environment, is if that's the case. But you know, if you clip it, if you hit the barrel there, you're going to get rewarded. And there's just something about that mentality in your mind where you can't wait to hit there. And I think that's something that's real, and those guys kill it there, and I think the numbers bear out. I think Milwaukee is probably top two or three places to hit and score runs. I don't know if you guys probably have those numbers, but I think the whole league enjoys hitting there.
Jamie, would you like to inform Matt when you're going to get him his Wendy's Frosties?
Why you got to go there? Why you got to go there? Either way, yeah, Matt, obviously, you got the second one. Now you're picking perfect against me in these fights. Mm. I mean, I should have probably went with my first instinct, but I thought I was going to sewer you on that one. You said, oh, I'll take one for the team. So now I've got a couple of different Wendy's orders for you. They'll be coming soon, buddy. I promise you.
All right. I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'll get a text from you one day. We'll find out what the kids like, too, and make sure everybody gets taken care of. Because you know what? At no expense. It doesn't matter to me.
Go big.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6 small Frosties, whatever, huh?
Yeah, whatever it takes, man.
Former NHL player. He's got it.
Yeah, no, I don't. And Matt, see my paychecks.
We'll confirm with Wendy's that the Frosties are part of the anti inflammation diets.
Yeah. I'm sure.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Plenty of protein in those things.
It's going to come out quickly anyways. It's fine.
Exactly. Matt, we appreciate it. I know you're busy. Enjoy the football and baseball action this weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Week one of the NFL season's next week, too, so we got to get you to sign up for our Pick'em Challenge and make sure you're all set up there.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. We'll get BT on that. BT's responsible.
Yeah. Come on, BT. Okay. I sent you the stuff. You're good to go.
All right, boys. We'll see you next week.
All right,
take care. That's Matt Holliday here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.